But then I went into daily newspapers. I joined the Jefferson Pilot chain. I was a state editor down in the Southeast Texas of the Beaumont Enterprise and Journal. I ran two or three outside bureaus for them, did bureau work. They gave me the Austin Bureau towards the late 70s. I had five papers, the Galveston Daily News, Beaumont Enterprise and Journal, the Laredo Times, a couple others, and some TV stations. I officed in the Capitol building in Austin and covered politics for a few years. Started as a stringer and then became a special correspondent for Time Life. Even earlier, I was one of the first writers writing as a special correspondent for People magazine. And I wrote a lot of, not so much the Sonny and Cher stories, I did a few of those, but more the human interest stories. A West Texas sheriff who saves eagles from predator hunters. A man who makes prostheses for kids whose ears and noses are lost for cancer and fire. Things like that. But I really got into feature writing, hard news. One year, I bet I went to 24 autopsies. I was at murder scenes, death and destruction, covering in its contact sport, Texas politics. Just out there. Along the line, married an actress who I met in Santa Fe. We were married in Houston. Her father worked for Boeing. I was married under a moon rock from the moon with the astronauts there. She was very colorful. She was a beautiful woman, actress. I was involved in my writing. We hardly ever saw each other. Within 6 months of the marriage, I was already out on the trail with others. We ended up getting a divorce. I had an opportunity to leave Texas. I went to Miami to join the Caribbean Bureau of Time Life as a special correspondent, which meant I would get regular assignments from Time, Life, People, the Washington Star, which was still around then, which is owned by Time. I could write for anybody else, and I did. Airline Magazine, Smithsonian, New York Times. I could not write for the direct competitor, Newsweek or the Washington Post, which they then owned. I was down in Miami, and I was having a great time. And I started living with a young woman who was a reporter from the Herald, beautiful woman. She's now a senior editor down in Charlotte, but we lived between Coconut Grove and Coral Gables. I spent all my time either in the Caribbean with Caribbean pilgrims because the Mariel boat lift was going on, or with drug lords. I was with smugglers. It was very dangerous. We did four or five cover stories that year about Miami. Chamber of Commerce hated us. But it was like living in Casablanca. It was the hard news capital. We were an overseas bureau on the masthead, the Caribbean Bureau. I was down there 21 months, and I decided to take a little sabbatical. And I hooked up with an old friend of mine I had met years ago in Santa Fe, Terry Moore, a great photographer, still is one of the best. We did a lot of stories together. He lived out in Arizona at the time. We hooked up, and we decided to do a story swing on our own. Lined up some freelance stories. Texas, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona. And we were invited by the city of Tulsa to come here on a fam tour. And this was June of 1980. And this was the first significant time I ever spent in a city. I'd always driven by it on 66 on the interstate. And I couldn't believe it. And they put us up in the Mayo. We were some of the last to stay there. I remember being up in the penthouse. It was just great. It was 110, 112 degrees outside, June 1980. It was horrible. And now all these travel writers there, and I'm there. And, of course, I'm still a renegade. And I was hosted by Steve Turnbow from Ad Inc. and Suzanne McElfresh, who became Suzanne Stewart. She just retired from the chamber. And Clyde Cole, who used to be the head of the chamber. And, you know, I just didn't have 2 cents to give any of them. Terry and I were pretty wound up. But I figured I could do a story here. And the first thing I noticed was the architecture. I was flipped out over all this Art Deco. That night, they pick us up to drive us around. And the first place we're driving is out south. And I thought, where are we going? And here I am on the campus of ORU in front of the City of Faith looking at these hands. Whoa! And I said, why did you bring me here? And he said, because this is the biggest tourist attraction in Tulsa. I said, well, what you've done is you've underscored for me every cliche and stereotype I already have about this place. I know religion is a big business here, but quite frankly, I'm not interested in it. What about those great buildings, your architecture? Oh, we're tearing a lot of those down. A few years ago, we made the main mall. Sure enough, when I came back to Tulsa, the Skaggs building, which was a great building, was gone, and they built One Oak. And the Union Depot, the Baptist downtown, made that in a parking lot. Wake Phillips built that Union Depot, the bus station, not the train station. That would have been a yuppie hangout for lunch downtown. So I wrote about what I called Okie-Deco. I wrote about the potential of the Arkansas River. I said, you're neglecting the mother road here, and they were. And I know I sound like a prophet, and I don't mean to, but now, of course, we acknowledge the river. We need to do it more. We acknowledge Art Deco, and we know that Route 66 did come here and put vehicular traffic in this town, and it still does. But I was so caught up in Tulsa that I loved it. Suzanne married a professor during that time, right about the time I married the actress at the University of Missouri. Great guy. We're still friends today, Charlie Dunlap. She was divorced. I was long divorced. She came down to Miami to visit me. We decided this time the timing's right. I married Suzanne. I put feelers out. And 2 years later, I thought, well, let's move back to Santa Fe. I was offered a job there at one paper as the editor. Unbelievably horrid salary. I said, you got to be kidding me. This is like a 60 salary. They said, I know, but it's Santa Fe, you know. I saw there was no money to be made anymore in daily journalism. I was offered a job at one of the papers in Dallas. But a kid that I had met in Texas when I was a reporter named Brett Hall, he was working in PR for Brothers and Company and different people. He had a postcard that Michael Wallace is moving back out to the West, and he talked to Steve Hope and Chuck Hood after a handball game and said, I know you're looking for a head of your PR department at Hood Hope. I've got just the guy. I had dissolved everything in Miami. I was living in Columbia with Suzanne. We're going to make a move, probably back to Santa Fe. Hood Hope calls me and they said, we'd love to bring you down here and talk to you about a job. I thought, well, what the hell? So I came down here. They checked us into a hotel. I went to the old Hood Hope office, which at that time was across from Southern Hills. They introduced me to everybody, talked about me. They said, we've read all these stories you've written and you're well published. I knew the job offer was coming, but then that night they had Steve Turnbow take me around. We went to the KRMG Green Beer Party over at the fairgrounds, and then he took me to Jameel's for a steak. I thought, what's going on? So the next day, Steve Hope, who was a colorful character, they said, we want you to direct our PR division. I thought they were going to hire me as a writer. I didn't know anything about advertising. I knew a lot about PR. I hated PR guys. I ate them for lunch, Flax. I said, really? And they said, yeah. So here's the deal. We'll pay you this salary, which is more money than I ever made. We'll give you these four club memberships. We'll get you a car. We'll move you down here. You'll have a staff. You'll assume the department. You'll have your own secretary. You'll have a beautiful office. Da-da-da. We'll help you get started. And I thought, why not? I went back and told Suzanne. Suzanne said, can you do that? I said, yeah, because I can do anything. If I can work in a laboratory. So I said, yeah, I can do it because I know how to write. And that's what they wanted. They wanted that plumage of a guy who's been published. And I can direct people. I did it in the Marine Corps. So I took over and built that thing up for 2 years and made the move out to that Redman Plaza, made the move with them. We moved to Tulsa. We were married. It was culture shock, especially for Suzanne, who immediately was hired on by Brett Hall, the Brothers and Company, and she no more wanted to go into PR than the Man on the Moon. Shortly after that, I hired Brett away from Brothers and Company and put him on my staff, and then they made Suzanne the head of PR. I was going to town, and I was having a ball. It was easy for me to get clients, and they let me keep writing. So I kept writing my magazine stories and everything.